You are listening to Coffee Twice Talk Radio with Sherry Motes Jones. I invite you to join me on a journey where music and business intertwine, leaving you inspired, motivated, and armed with the tools to take your own ventures to the next level. Grab your coffee and let's have a show. Today we are in studio with co-founder and co-owner of Motes Jones and Company, Jamin Jones. It's so good to be here in studio with you.
It is. It's a big deal. This is a big day. It's the opener of our Coffee Twice, babe. I got mine right here.
That's exactly right. I have mine as well. And what we're talking about, right? What we're talking about today is a journey where music and business intertwine for any industry. And some people get somewhat confused with Motes Jones because we do a lot of music. However, we're going to elaborate a little on the media and the management side of what we do, music media management, and then delve into music, because how many albums have we dropped this month?
In counting, I'm going to four.
It is four. Yeah. Yes. Wow. And we also have a
time flies.
Yes. We have an amazing announcement to make about the Performing Arts Center. We're going to talk more about that. But first, I want to delve into how all of this intertwines into any industry. How do we grow a business with what we offer? And you've experienced, Jamin, us working with business owners. Joe Garner's actually having us on the show on Saturday on the 14th for iHeartRadio. And she is a business connection. How did that happen? So talk about your experience on the business side of what we do.
On the business side of what we do, and speaking of Joe Garner, she's an amazing inspiring.
Yes, JoeGarner.com, JoeGarner.com.
Yeah, she does what she do. And on the business side of things, I'm more of the guy that's behind the music, and with the business, I'm also evolving and learning the more about it, because I'm behind this desk all the time with this music producing and editing, and which I found the second love for. And she ain't sure it's my first love, so I'm going to go with
this is my husband, by the way.
Yeah. She almost got away. It's one of our songs. You know.
Yes.
Anyway, we have a good time. Well, I want to elaborate on that. The good time, I mean, with the business and the music, is that we get to do this together, and we get to have fun doing it. And it's the connection and the chemistry and just the the mechanism that we use and the way we go about putting things together is like glue.
Baby, we're stuck like glue.
Right. Yeah, so it just works out.
It does. And so one of the things to keep in mind is when businesses need a website, a logo, brand development, we go through different stages of discovery, development, implementation, so that we get the messaging correct and all of that. Artists need the same thing. So that's where the confusion comes in, and we're here to clear that up, because all of this, including music, is adaptable to any type of industry or any type of artistry. And case in point, Jamin, remember when I came to you and I said I met with Joe Garner? At the time, you had not met her.
Yeah.
And she asked for what from us?
A jingle.
That's right.
It's an actual jingle. And It was about, you know, the jingle's about, what am I, I don't want to get this wrong, about home, house, or...
Yes, because she is a mortgage officer, so she wanted a song that talks about a house, is fun, makes people want to go home, and she said, I want you to make it country. Now, keep in mind that we do country gospel from our artists and from us, many genres, pretty much any genre. You can name all the genres, Jamin.
That we do?
Yes.
Oh, if there's a such word as trap gospel,
right?
Praise and worship,
hip hop, pop, rock,
R&B, rock, alternative as well. And very, very diversified in that area. And let's see. Anything? I'm trying to see if I'm
Jazz. Yes. So that's one of the things that we had actually not done, though, is do a country single or a country album as far as us doing that. And so we're the ones that put the jingle together.
Thanks, and Joe. I found my voice. I found a voice.
Yes.
I was behind the mic, you know, anticipating trying to rap, you know. But anyway, I found my voice thanks to you.
Yes, your country voice is amazing. Those of you that have not heard it, just go to the website, moatsjones.com.
Don't sleep.
Right. So the song evolved, the jingle evolved into a song called A Place Like That. And it has been aired on iHeartRadio podcast as well as on WREC AM FM in Memphis, Tennessee. And Joe Garner is the one that asked for it, and now it is her theme song for her show. And so we are very excited to announce that. You can download that single at moatsjones.com and simply go there, check it out, and we're going to talk more about exciting things that are happening that benefit you, your business, your music, your media, and your management. It just depends on what slot you want to fit into. So stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Yep.
At Moats Jones & Company, we discover, develop, and implement your story, your talent, and your business by exploring the theory of the mind and incorporating our M3 methodology through music, media, and management. MoatsJones.com. We've been talking about music and business and how they intertwine for any industry. And the way we give you a brief synopsis on that is by breaking it down into three parts. And that is unleashing the theory of the mind, which we'll talk a little bit about the theory of the mind, unraveling the power of visual, auditory, and kinesthetic learning. So those three areas, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. So when we talk about visual, I know, Jamin, you are a visual learner, and you do a lot with the theory of the mind through visual aids. Tell us a little about that.
Okay. As I'm producing, and I just figured this out myself, I learned this about myself. I'm learning things every day. As I'm producing, I start to get very, very, very technical, and the colors seem not to fade, but they just evolve some kind of way into production. Now, when I'm studying, learning along myself or with students, I see so many colors because I'm teaching. As I'm teaching, myself. And there's nothing but colors and there's nothing but theory, which Sherry just said we will, you know, make a mention later. And those colors are the way I see it, like the color orange is, you think, bright, right? But you can make that color so dark with just a note. The color yellow, you can make it so dark with just a note. The color red seems, you know, vicious, harsh, you know, dramatic, but you can make that very, very soft. And I have a way with the mythology that we use. I have a way of using that and making those colors that are supposed to be, you know, what the obvious is, honestly, and I just turn those around. I make those the opposite. You know, like black is just supposed to be dark, you know, creepy, scary, or lonely, or sad, and I can, you know, make that less dominant and make it a very sky blue, with, you know, with notes. And it's from the guitar to the bongos to the drums to the keyboards. And this is the way I go about, you know, my teaching, my theory.
Right. And that's the theory of the mind that you use.
Yes.
And let's just delve in a bit into theory. And when through the Motes Jones Academy, where we focus on not only piano, but vocal, guitar, drums, audio engineering, mixing, mastering, and training in those areas, lessons, how we incorporate theory into that for our students.
One thing what we do with our students is it's film. Film is how I created the sound that I have created, you know, for Motes Jones and Company along with Sherry. Growing up watching film in the late 80s and in the 90s are everything and is of everything of how I approach every song, every note, every being of music that I'm of and a part of every production, everything live. It's those memories, it's those feelings, and that's what the theory is, bringing out those feelings before you even touch a note. With some of my students, we have 2 months of film just to elaborate on feelings, emotions.
Invoking emotions, very important.
Absolutely, and just get into the theory of the minds of the human being. And we're all human, and at the end of the day, and I just always want to impose that and expose that to
right.
And as I'm teaching, I'm teaching myself and learning all over as well again.
Right. So all of the things that you're talking about apply to any industry and branding. When you are able to invoke emotion with a client or a potential client, or if it's through your music with the end listener, with those who are listening and buying your music, do it through the power of visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. And kinesthetic is somewhat my form of learning, and that's where I actually need to touch it, feel it, and touch the piano keys.
Yeah.
When I'm on the computer, I'm the one navigating because when I have movement with it, that's how I learn. Auditory is very important as well. And what we have learned is that when you salt and pepper all three in with a learning strategy and a learning module, you're going to touch on the learning, the primary learning aspect of the person that's in front of you, Jamin. We've learned that, and we know that businesses adapt that as well. And it's very, very important to understand how to go about doing that. So you can actually go to our blog on motesjones.com and read all about that and adapt that for your business. And we work with you on those aspects if you are interested, both online and off, for anywhere in the world. You can reach us at 901-249-0818. We will be right back.
Gonna fall to my knees cause I'm overjoyed by this house.
I got my pickup truck in the driveway. All I wanna do is life this way. Ain't no looking back, I'm okay. I'm home. Home to a place like that.
Gonna put it on Jesus. put it on God. On God. Gonna put it on Jesus.
I'ma put it on, put it on, put it on, put it on.
Let me tell you, cause he's the reason why. Just hear those sleigh bells ringling, ting, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely where the boys sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling, friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely where the boys sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just hold your hand.
I hear the sound of Christmas. How about you?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Yes, that's one of the four albums that we dropped this month, in the month of October, preparing for Christmas. It's on us. I can't believe it.
Better watch out. Better not cry.
We even have an original song on there called Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
Yes. So you
Hey guys, that's gonna be one for the books.
You can grab that copy or any of these copies on our website. But I want to talk about how all of this happened. The gospel album that was dropped was actually done during COVID. Elaborate on our experience with that.
COVID. We got through it. I'm going to say we got through it as a couple because
quarantined. Yeah, we wrote songs like Contagious.
Tell you something about that COVID. I'm tell you something about that good COVID. It'll let you know. I mean, if that loved one is supposed to be your loved one, or that, yeah. But vice versa, because it's going to put you there. You're going to be watching Grey's Anatomy making songs or something,
right?
So we decided to do both, watch Grey's Anatomy and break out, do some songs, and it started as again. We were working on this something for one of the pastors I was playing for the church, and it was just not, you know, it was a little contemporary for him. And so here we go again, another Joe Garner situation. We broke out and said, "Bam, you know what? This is yours. This is you, Sherry, all day. This is you all day. And let's just do something with it."
On God.
I put it on God. On God, this for you. On God, this for you, right?
Right. That's the name of the single. Actually, it's the title track of the album.
Yeah, so what we did, I took the studio from downstairs and literally in our suite at the family home. It's a true story.
It was in real time.
Yeah.
So true. How did all that happen? How did we actually go in the studio, not rehearse anything, and sing it and play it? And you played everything on all of this, by the way. You composed all the music,
yeah,
and played every instrument on
after
every
you showed
album.
Me all the chords to these songs. But how this Christmas album started, believe it or not, we were headed to Florida. And she was just in the middle of nowhere, bro. It was crazy. This was 2019, headed to Florida. So it was cold, and then she just broke out, "You will get a sentimental feeling." I'm like, hold on. I said, just keep doing that. It's not Christmas yet. And just keep doing it. I fell in love with that melody. I fell in love with her voice.
Fell in love with me.
I fell in love with you. We got back to the family home, and that's when COVID hit. That's what brought us home, to be around family. And that summer, we wanted to get started early. We wanted to get started early, and it was just amazing. All the instruments that were played on that,
It sounds like a complete orchestra.
What you did was capture the '60s. What's his name?
I went back to Lauren Bacall.
Exactly. She literally did listen to. I'm telling you to listen to her. She sounds just like her.
Intentionally,
it's crazy. I got this in some kind of way, man. God gave us the knowledge to find those sounds, the upright bass, the live drums, the piano, the jazzy trumpets, trombones, and
to capture that timeless moment for Christmas. And it lives forever. All of these sounds from the '60s and from now, they live forever when you put them into an album for this Christmas album. And so we're actually doing events and going out, and it can be a five piece, it can be a two piece, it can be a grand piano, and and the two of us there, or it can be a complete band. We can go as many as you want, but we are getting booked quite heavily for Christmas and around the holidays, and you know where to find us. I've already told you. So one of the things I'd like to say,
you guys,
for
don't want to miss Miss Claus. Don't want to miss Miss Claus. I'm telling you that right now. She's mine, but you don't want to miss her.
Well, one of the things I'd like to say for any artist that's listening is follow your dreams. You just heard us talk about an album that we did in real time. And that is something that we had talked about that Jamin actually had a vision of to do. And then it happened. And so it doesn't matter how long the music's been sitting there, the songs have been sitting there. Continue to work on your craft. Continue to evolve. Continue to take one step, even if it seems like it's going to take 1,000 steps. Take one, because you're eventually going to reach your 1,000, and you're going to get there, and you're going. Everything's going to come to fruition. Well, I'm about to preach. It sounds like.
Hallelujah. But to reiterate on what she said about the real time, I'm very technical and I'm very big on metronomes and time and time zones. But that moment for this Christmas album, it just rose. This girl wrote the whole album with just on the drums. I'm on the drums. She's writing. And in real time, in real time, literally. This happened in real time. It's just like back in the day. It was just like back in the day, like the Lauren McCall, just back in the day. And we captured. I'm not bragging, but that's the best work I'm ever gonna do. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know about that. Every time I hear something you do, it's the best work. One thing I do want clarity on is I did not write the Christmas album because it's cover songs. But what we did is we composed it both vocally.
When
and
you guys
musically.
Hear this album, it feels like she wrote it. She brings you into her world. She brings you. You feel that. Hate to mix sexy with Christmas, but I don't hate to mention it. She made it intimate. Let me. It was romantic, and it had this feel. It had this glow.
It took the two of us, and that's what's beautiful about when you work with people and even businesses working with the right people.
Right.
When you find that right person and that right company to work with, or that right producer to work with your music, or however that feels, that chemistry is so very, very important. And yes, our chemistry works, I'll have to say.
You can't buy that.
And so now let's talk about our artist.
For a matter of fact,
I'm
finna buy the Christmas album. I'm serious. I'm finna buy it right now. Look, I'm finna buy it right now. Let me check my cash out. Negative.
Guys,
this is a great album. Go ahead, baby.
Great album is a new artist that we just signed, and he was discovered by us on Beale Street, and his name is Bryson LaHoo.
Bryson,
talk
back.
About that collaborative album you all did, Jamin.
We met this guy Lee on break. The band I was playing with downtown, my dad's band, Jim and Jane's band, I was on break. We walked over to the next spot, and there he was. He stood out like he just stood out for us. He had so professional, like the way he had his pedals set up, just his image. He just felt new. It felt fresh. It felt nice. He sounded good. I had to have him, and now he's signed. And I'm just glad I got my hands on him first.
Talkbox.
Yeah, Talkbox. Ain't no sunshine. All that.
Right.
I keep forgetting.
And you know what's amazing about his story is that when he was somewhere around 12 years old, he was a real avid Guitar Hero.
How do you learn how to play guitar?
that's what I want to know.
Guitar Hero. I'm trying to.
Right. He decided that he was going to play guitar. Look, because y'all. Of that. It inspired him. So it worked.
This boy playing a mess out that guitar. But I love Bryce, but I don't believe he.
You don't know if you believe that story.
I don't know.
It's in the bio on the website, so you're going to see it on there.
Sounds good, Bryce. He really did, though. True story. Right. He really did, and I admire that from him. And it's just one of his theories, you know. Back again on film, which, you know, it's relative to a game in these days. video game to the young generation of Bryson is. It's just back to film, guys. It's something about what's in front of you, what you see, and these colors come out in you, just evolve and develop.
Yes, absolutely. And so last but not least, the album Hope, Love, Dreams is the country alternative album that evolved from a place like that. And it's very, very exciting because it's actually a different genre of music than what we normally do when it comes to our group, which is 6982. Now, what does that mean? 69 is the year of Woodstock and the summer of love. And that is my year. And 82 is the year of
Rick James, Thriller, Journey.
And that is your year, yeah. And you're a Valentine's baby, so it's the year of love again.
Yeah, summer of love meets the winter of love, baby.
Yes, so, yeah, yes, so 6982. But the album is alternative country, and we also are known for gospel is where my roots are, and I know Jamin, you've
mine
done
too.
Some
mine
many
too.
Of the others.
Mine too. We both travel,
right? Exactly.
On the road, on the good
that's
road,
right.
baby.
That's right. And yeah. So we've coined this as God's country because we've got God going on over here at Put It On God, and we have country on the Hope, Love, Dreams album. And so
I think there's maybe a song out like that, but we really live by that, guys. By being God, it's about God and country. You just put those words together.
Right.
Whoever came up with it was genius, but that is the way we live, and that's all jokes aside, that is what we believe in, how we believe in, what we believe in, and that's how you get the pureness, and that's what makes us 100% pure in what we do.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of that, we have gotten the attention of I'm just going to go ahead and break the news right here. Uh-oh. It's a performance arts center, and it's right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, and they heard about what we are doing with Motes Jones Academy and working with all ages, anywhere from preschool to teenagers to young adults to those who are maturing in age. And they really loved the idea of what we're doing in training. And so we received a call, and it took us about 4 weeks to get in there. We didn't really know what they wanted, except we thought they just wanted us to look at the sound equipment, that type of thing. And when we showed up, what was the first question?
Are you guys married?
Yes. And that question was asked twice.
Made us a perfect fit.
Yes.
Made us a perfect fit.
Yes.
It was already done.
Right, right. Another one of the singles, Praise and Worship, right there.
Yeah.
Already won. But with all that being said, mark your calendars because we are rolling out the Performance Arts Center, Motes Jones and Company.
Drum roll.
Yes, on February 10th at 7 p.m. That's 2024. And that is also Valentine's weekend. So make sure you bring your lover, your friends, all of that out. We're also offering group tickets for churches, schools, any types of groups that want to get involved. So we're very, very excited, and we're going to have much more rolling out on this that we'll let you know as the episodes are airing. So make sure you stay tuned for every episode that we have upcoming. And we look forward to connecting with you in some form or fashion. Anywhere in the world, you can email us at info@motesjones.com. And you can visit our website at motesjones.com. Call us at 901-249-0818. And we we'll meet you here the next time. Thank you for joining us on Coffee Twice Talk Radio. This is your host, Sherry Motes Jones. At Coffee Twice Talk Radio, every week we delve into the behind-the-scenes world of media and management, offering valuable insights into business branding and cutting-edge knowledge that can be incorporated into various aspects of the industry, from artists to spoken word talents and even jingles. MoatsJones.com.